Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 16, Letter 6004, Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Tevis, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Havosi V'chosid, Yishrei Lekim, Nechbed V'noyim, with all the titles of here, Melech Teshamayim, Harav Tzi Dov, Travis, in Lynn, Massachusetts. Bracha, after a very long interruption, I received your letter of Thursday, in which you light about your order of the day tonight, today, what you're doing now, the Seder of your life, and you're asking my opinion, should you continue this, or you should make an effort to move to a larger city in which there are many people who fear God. In other words, he was kind of isolated and doesn't have a community in Lynn, Massachusetts. So the Rebbe says, based upon what I've heard many times in lessons in such a situation for my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, since the divine supervision merited you that you are listened to and your influence is recognizable in where you find yourself, and on top of that, there is not too many people that keep Torah mitzvahs are there, not only should you not move from there, but you should tie yourself down more and more to look for ways and different tactics and roads how to fully utilize the influence that you have. And from what I see from your letter and the way your life, you organize your life, you are only utilizing in a small measure, and which isn't sufficient at all. The Rebbe says, although it does seem from your letter that you're utilizing your free time to learn on your own, and study of Torah is great, that's true, but during our period, especially in our generation, in the United States, spreading Yiddishkeit in greatest measure is actually a matter of saving lives. It's pikuach nefesh mamish, actually saving lives. Not only to save them for the world to come, but actually to save them for this world. The Rebbe says we see it vividly. We can see this, that in the life of the youth, that the non-religious education or a religious education on a lesser measure. We used to say sometimes, I used to express often Spitzmesser, which means on the point of the knife, you know, it's just a little bit, you know, if you don't do enough. So the Rebbe says that education, a non-Jewish education, a non-authentic Jewish education, or very minimal, has a very negative impact on the life of the youth. This is obvious. And this is a mitzvah which is impossible for others to do in generally. And the Rebbe says the mitzvah of saving a life obviously is greater even than the study of Torah, as our sages of blessed memory ruled in many places. So while you're learning yourself and Torah is very great, but saving lives is obviously greater than even your study of Torah. O Befrat, especially the Rebbe says that you merited to be in such a place, and in this years, that there is a sense of, there is an arousal for teshuvah and religion and the religious life, even by those that up till now had no feeling towards for Yiddishkeit. There is a movement, people are interested. So the Rebbe says, one who reflects on the matter of ahavta l'recha kamoicha, love thy fellow as yourself, especially based on the known expression of our Rebbes, our leaders, in the name of the Alter Rebbe, that loving thy fellow as yourself is really one, and the same with loving God, your God, which is the root of all the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs you do with love of Hashem, and when you love another Yid, that's the same thing, loving God. As we know that this is the same, the root of all the mitzvahs, because our sages tell us it's not the same one who serves Hashem out of love to one who serves Hashem out of fear. So, loving Hashem and loving another Yid is the same. And loving Hashem is important for all the mitzvahs. So loving another Yid and helping them is really loving Hashem and the root of all the mitzvahs. So, for sure, there would not be by you a place for such a question. Not a question. Don't move. Stay where you are, because they need you over there. But don't be satisfied with what you're doing till now. You should increase and do more. It is my strong hope that these few lines, which are minimal in quantity, they will be sufficient for somebody at your level. Not only that, but you'll also find the proper words, explanation, enlightenment, to enlighten this to your wife, may she lives, that not only should she agree to the above, which means to occupy in strengthening Yiddishkeit in your community now with dedication and devotion, but she should also participate in the activities over here. And to utilize, both of you should be in a way of going, increasing, going more light, as the demand of our Holy Torah, Ma'ilim B'Kodesh, to go up in Kodesh. I look forward to good news in all of the above. Wow, you made a mistake to ask the Rebbe. No, the Rebbe tells him the way it is, tells him it's your privilege. Then at the end of the letter, the Rebbe writes, Nun Beis, in the end of your letter, you ask if you should satisfy in the service of the Blessed Hashem as he does till now. Is this good enough? The Rebbe says, based on the above, it is prohibited to be satisfied at all and at all. You have to add many times as much in strengthening Yiddishkeit, many times as much. And nothing stands in the way of the will. Especially in our day, we see the success in the above work. And the Rebbe is encouraging him not to leave. He asked the Rebbe, should he leave to go back to a place where there is more religious people? And the Rebbe says, it's a privilege. I've heard from my father-in-law many times that you should actually be staying over there and not moving. So, and the Rebbe very strongly tells him, not only what you're doing is very little, you know, maybe learning on yourself, and that's very great, that's very big, but your work in the community needs to be a lot greater, stronger, and more, and as important as learning is for yourself, this is pikuach nefesh, that's higher. And the Rebbe says, this is actually loving thy fellow, which is part of loving Hashem. And the Rebbe says, today's youth, even to save them physically, you need to give them some more education. This is their, not only their future, but even in this physical way. The Rebbe says, people are open today. This is something which is easier to accomplish today. That should. And the Rebbe tells him, find the ways, explain it to your wife, give her, she should accept it. Not only not to accept it, but she should get involved, be active, and be part of this. And the Rebbe says, especially today, we see the success that goes together with that.